Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
You're inside my Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa.
We're kicking it from cutting edge to classic craft inside the Dan's Faucets booth at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, where form meets function and they fall in love.
Network star Sunny Anderson, host of Cooking for Real, brightens our day and our favorite dishes. Kit Seltzer, senior editor for Better Homes and Gardens, talks trends and about how to best our homes and gardens.
So Dan's on in.
It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Life with my fixed-up husband, Mark.
And my fixed-up wife, Teresa, looking dazzling today.
Thank you, darling. You just won some husband points right there.
In the dazzling Dan's Faucets booth.
It's gorgeous here.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's hard to paint this word picture.
And, well, the word picture, too, is if you haven't gone to their website, you'd have to go to their website. It's dans.com, D-A-N-Z-E.com.
That's right.
Because, you know, we have an editorial background, and whoever writes for their website is just like a wordsmith. I mean, absolutely.
And it's almost like we plan these shows because we didn't plan this part. That's what I was going to say.
Really?
It's no joke.
There's a word I saw on there called certangular.
Bring it.
Circle meets rectangle. They live happily ever after.
We haven't seen
certangular
means.
That's something that, like, Stephen Colbert would say. Like,
yeah.
That's like one of
it's
the words.
It's that quality of writing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So if you want a good read,
yeah,
and you're a fan of the English language.
Well, in my architecture background, too, art that's designed to be used. See,
yes.
That is something that I am totally in love with.
Where form meets function.
Industrial design, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
I mean, you create these beautiful pieces, and you get to use them, too. And it just kind of, like, brings everything to life.
Well, I'm going to say this about 85 times in this show.
I'm going to count. This is number one.
This is number one. Whenever I design or work with a customer for a new bathroom,
mm-hmm,
every thought process starts in two places. One is the fixtures,
yes,
the faucets, the shower heads, those kinds of things. And the other one, which is irrelevant to this conversation, is the threshold.
Okay.
About how you enter the room. And I work every conversation back from that point because, and this is the 85 things I'm going to say, you touch that faucet, you interact with that shower head,
yes,
that piece of bath furniture every single day.
Yes.
A million times a day. So that I just...
Not everyone does it a million times a day. Maybe if you just got back from Mexico or something.
I'm speaking in hyperbole.
For regular people, maybe five or six.
I'm speaking in hyperbole.
Yes.
Yeah, and if the person who wrote the dans.com website knows what that means...
Certangular. I need to find out who writes for their website, and they need to do some writing for us, too.
Yeah, but it's got to be an iambic pentameter.
Really?
I'm taking it up a notch.
You're totally going to take it up,
yes,
a notch?
That's right.
That's pretty cool. Well, I'm really excited to be here, and I brought our pig with us, too.
Yes, that's right. The pig that you talked about in Fix It Up. Fine section.
I know. Recently, Maddie, age 7, a kid with cancer, painted our pig, and I adopted it. Go to adoptapig.org. You can find out more information. You can find out where you can adopt a pig, too. And you collect money, in the peg, and there's a rubber stopper at the bottom of it.
I think
then you count the money, write a check, send it to the organization, and benefits kids with cancer. Seriously?
I think it's important to point out that what she's talking about is a glazed ceramic orange piggy bank.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it was painted by the child and all the rest of this stuff. So there you have it.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you know, I am excited to be here, and I think that we're bumping up against a break, darling.
I'm not bumping up against anything. I'm taking a break. I'm making it happen right now.
You're making a break?
So Dan's on in with more of my Fix It Up life after this break.
Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose Real Wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. Its strength and durability make it perfect for decks, gazebos, playsets, and any other backyard project. The authentic look of wood means your backyard project blends into your backyard. Real Wood is a perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The rhythm is in the sky, blue eyes, your arms are out, why can't you fly?
And you're inside my Fix It Up life, and I am having a wonderful day today with my husband Mark.
Days early, I'm not even gonna get there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not going to call it early?
I'm not going to call the game early.
No?
Although I am having a great time.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that you're having a good time. I'm having a good time, too, because we're at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. And I have to say, of all of the trade shows that we go to, this is one of the prettiest ones.
Without a doubt. It's wall-to-wall, great-looking stuff.
Yes.
As is exemplified.
And the people here are pretty, too.
I didn't notice.
Yes. There are a lot
hard to notice. I only have eyes for
people.
You.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. And I'm having a latte, too. A nice man in this booth made me a latte.
We are in the Dan's Faucets booth, and they were kind enough to provide us with our own caffeine delivery vehicle. I don't know if anybody else is using it, but
somebody
sure are.
Must have called ahead and said, you know what? Those My Fix It Up Life folks,
they run
on caffeine. I mean, that's what we do.
And we are also joined by Kevin McJoint, who's the Vice President of Brand Management for Dan's Faucets. Welcome to My Fix It Up Life.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, thank you for having us in your booth.
Yeah, here
you're
is
welcome.
Your booth, so
yes.
I thank you for thanking me. I don't know who to thank next.
And I saw that this is the 11th year that you guys have been at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
That's right. Dan started in the 2000, and we're excited to be continuing in this trade show. Even after the turmoil in the market, we're very happy to be where we are and with a real bright future going forward.
That's wonderful that you guys have been here for 11 years, because I don't know if a lot of companies can say that, because, you know, some people have left over the years and have come back recently, and that is a testament, I guess, to your company and how well it's doing, too.
Yeah, I think it is. It's been that we've had a tremendous opportunity to grow this company from scratch, starting in 2000, 2001, to where we are today. We're excited about where we are and where we're going.
Wow.
And
now,
then all of the new things that have come out, too. You know, there are a lot of new products that you're showing here for the first time at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Mm-hmm.
So what is your favorite of all of them? Do you have a favorite?
Well, there's a number of course, I have lots of favorites.
Yes.
They're all of our children. You can't pick one favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But we're excited about expanding our line of high-quality faucets and fixtures and bathroom furniture in both directions, both with some exciting new styles in the higher price range, at least for us, as well as some really fresh looks at the lower price range that we haven't had in the past. So both in the contemporary and in the traditional styling. So those are really exciting. They're getting a lot of good attention.
And does Dan's have solutions for the kitchen and the bath? Is it one or the other? Where do you stand in that area?
It is both. As you can see from just glancing around, we have kitchen and bathroom products, both faucets as well as furniture and bath accessories in the bathroom.
And does that include, so I can paint the picture for everybody who's listening, bath furniture, a full suite of bath furniture, different pedestals and those kinds of things?
Correct. When we talk about vitreous china, the fixtures, meaning the pedestal sinks, the toilets, there's some vanities with the vanity tops to go with it, as well as the faucets and bath accessories and the hard surfaces in the bathroom, as well as the kitchen faucet array of normal kitchen faucets, single and two-handle, as well as some real fun products like the pot fillers you see right behind you, which are very popular and unique in the market.
I love these. And you've got a finish here that I guess I wouldn't call it jet black, but it's pretty black.
Yeah, it's a matte black. It's very it's very interesting and very appropriate for a lot of people. It's very intriguing.
I like that an awful lot.
I think that's super
opulent.
I think that's super sweet. Here we are doing a radio show, staring at some stuff,
staring
not talking.
At it. So, like, our mouths dropped because we didn't see that behind us.
Oh, I saw
and
it.
And I'm just, like, as women do, I'm sort of always shopping and trying out things when I see them. Like, that would look really awesome in our house.
And then, here we go again with the, now here's the stuff behind us that you can't see. We've got a chrome finish. Is that chrome?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a brushed nickel, and is that copper?
That's an antique copper. Overall, Dan's has, we're up to about 30 named families of products. Now, some families are broader than others, and there's about, I think there's now 14 different finishes.
Okay.
And again, not every product's in every finish, but there's quite a range of products, styles, finishes, and price points in all these products that we have.
So what is it that people are abuzz about here, that they come into the booth, they're looking around, they're like, wow, I can't believe you guys have that. What's the thing that's like, that you're hearing like the buzz about in your booth?
Well, as I mentioned, we've got some new styles on both the kitchens and the lavatory faucets at both price ranges that are unique to us and offer a very good style at a surprisingly good price for what they're used to seeing from a lot of the competition that we have. We also are very excited about our shower program, which we'll get into a little bit later.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But we've got a very good water conservation program that gives you a surprisingly good, very refreshing shower as well.
Oh, sweet. So water sense, right?
Absolutely.
But where can you find Dan's products?
Dan's is sold through a nationwide network of kitchen and bath dealers, as well as some online outlets as well. So we've got, you know, literally I think there's 1,500 different outlets across the country.
And you can go to Dan's.com and and find a retailer?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Do you know where the name comes from? It's a unique name, and I'm not trying to put your feet to the fire that we didn't talk about that ahead of time.
Yeah. It is a unique name. I actually don't know the exact history of the name personally, so I can't answer that directly.
No problem. So about the company name. No. Kidding.
And seriously, we are blown away by the website, too. You have to go to dans.com and check it out, because it's so visually, like, exciting. There is one graphic of, like, a red, is it a red kitchen?
Yes.
Blow me away.
Yes, very red, very, very different. One of the features that we tried to come out with for the history of the dance when it started and it continues today is that we try to have a little bit of fun. I mean, after all, it's bathroom fixtures and furniture. It's not rocket science. So we want to be a little bit different, a little bit quirky, have a little fun with it as well.
Well, you know, to that point, and we were talking about it earlier, the writing is absolutely top drawer.
Whoever
writing.
Writes for your website, you should give them a bonus.
But who also...
I'll consider that.
Okay.
Whoever did the flush videos, those were, you know, taking it from high art to locker room art in the span of a second. They're great.
Right.
They're great. They show the power and effectiveness of the commode in action.
Right.
And they flush all kinds of different stuff down the toilet.
I didn't see those. Yeah. They flushed.
Oh, I watched them all.
Flushed down there.
All kinds of different things: balls, toys, things that are fun and unique and different.
Like 2 pounds of cherry tomatoes.
No, really?
The video is.
And it's on the website.
The video is staring down into the bowl, and then someone's got a bucket or something, and then they dump all the tomatoes in, and they flush the toilet.
Now, Dan sounds like a fun place to work. Where are you guys located?
We're located just outside of Chicago.
So people in Chicago, you should check them out.
You should
apply
work
for
there.
A job, because if I lived in Chicago, I would apply for a job, because you get to dream about, you know, flushing tomatoes down toilets and, like, be creative and have a good time. I mean, seriously.
Exactly. Like potty humor every day at work. It's exactly right.
But none of this really, what am I trying to say, tactfully?
No,
there's no tact. it's all flash and show if the guts don't do what they're supposed to do.
That's precisely right. I mean, we're trying to converge both stylish products with water conservation issues, but they all have to work. If they don't work, they're no good. You don't save any water if you have to flush a toilet two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say it's no good for the economy or the ecology if your water is flowing out of your faucets too fast. So it's a blend of all those things, and we've got a tremendous combination of just that, being able to save water, provide products that look great, and actually work really well.
You can't beat it.
No, you seriously can't.
Not to mention the carpet on this floor is about 12 layers thick.
I have to say that you guys love people that work in your booths, because some booths, they're just threadbare carpet, and I know you have to pay extra.
Threadbare. Nice.
You have to pay extra to get the nice padding, and it makes everyone happy when they walk into the booth.
And it's going to make us unhappy, but we have to take a break.
We do have to take a break. So follow them on Twitter at Dan's Faucets, and follow us into the break. We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Play.
Your arms around, why can you fly high above red-haired dreams? Double step seems perfect catch for the hell of it is why you try.
Want to turn a kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Tile it yourself with Bondera.
If you can paint or wallpaper, you can put in beautiful new tile yourself using Bondera.
Bondera makes tiling faster, easier, and cleaner than using mortar or mastic.
It's an advanced, pressure-sensitive adhesive on a roll
that repels water, is mold-resistant, and environmentally friendly.
Saving time and money is beautiful with Bondera Tile Mat Set.
Visit BonderaTileMatSet.com for more information.
Or grab a roll at Lowe's today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice? Real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
Realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
What a perfect day to play left, right there. The kettle and lime, feeling fine, sitting in your sidewalk chair. As the daylight fades on the park, we swear. Then I swear, written out square.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life. We're in the Dan's Faucets booth, the kitchen and bath industry show, and we're joined. I'm not even gonna waste any time. We're right at it.
Waste it. Can I say hello?
No.
Okay.
We're getting right to it.
You just lost your husband points that I gave you earlier today.
They were going to be taken away anyway. I'd like to take them away from myself.
That we are joined by
See how
Sunny.
She's stealing your thunder?
That's
See
right.
that, huh?
And she is Sunny.
What's up, Teresa?
I mean, seriously, is that like your given name or is that...
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah. It's my given name. I was named after the Avon lady. It's nothing cute about it. It wasn't like a beautiful sunny day. I didn't bring joy and sunshine to my mother's life when she gave birth to me.
It was just who knocked on the door?
No, she was flipping through a magazine. It was like the Avon lady of the month. Oh, that's a cute name, Sunny. Let's do it.
Moving on.
Yeah.
And you are Sunny, too.
I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be alive.
And we're happy
and
you joined us.
If you don't know Sunny, you have to go to sunnyanderson.com.
Yes.
Or go to Food Network and check her out.
Mm-hmm.
She's
and I also
gorgeous.
Blog. Oh, wow. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were going to talk about some
enough.
Food.
We'll get to that. Calm down, because we're in the break, and she looks over at the board here. She's like, yeah, what's up? You're running the board.
Yeah.
And it occurs to me
get
that
your engineer on, Jessica.
You have a background in radio.
I do.
And,
I have a background
no
in radio.
And no small background either. Mm-hmm. You were all over the world with radio, right?
Yeah, you know, I did kind of Good Morning Vietnam, but in Korea.
Right.
I did my Robin Williams time for a year in the Air Force there. And then when I got back to the States in San Antonio, Texas, I was at AF News, which is Armed Forces News for all of the armed forces. And then when I got out of the Air Force, I continued in radio in New Orleans, Montgomery, Detroit, and New York was the last place.
Right on.
So how did you get involved with the Food Network?
I know, it's crazy, right?
I mean, seriously.
And her shows, Cooking for Real and fascinating to me, how'd that get on my plate?
Yeah, that's actually, how'd that get on my plate? It only ran for one season, but they rerun it here and there. I really love that show. It's very informative and fun if you're really into food and you want to know how it gets from the farm to the table. But Cooking for Real is kind of like my baby, you know what I mean? And I've been doing it now for 9 seasons. I start taping season 10 next week. And really, I always say, you asked, you know, Teresa, how I made that transition. I always tell people, be careful what you do for a hobby. Be careful what you do on the side, because really it's probably what you love. And I was already doing what I loved in radio, which is talking, obviously. Yeah. Listening to music and pop culture stuff. You know, I really enjoyed that part of my job, so I really never thought something else could make me happier until I realized what I was doing on the side could also be my career. I was catering while I was working at the radio station, and that's how Food Network found me. As someone that was working on Emeril Lagasse's set, was a listener of my show. We didn't know each other, but she suggested I come in and tape an episode with him during a meeting, and they said sure, and they had me come in, and I taped a show, and it was so much fun. It felt just like radio. It's just one more medium, and yeah, it's just like radio. You're sharing stories.
Yeah.
You're sharing your passion and your love.
Yeah.
And then you're talking to others about it, and you're creating a dialogue. And so that's what what I really loved about that first time on Food Network with Emeril is I was talking about what I love, which is cooking and food. I also talked about my career. I got to cook.
Right.
And we had a great dialogue. And so after that day, I just had so much fun. I thought, I'd never really thought about TV before, seriously, and I just chased it.
That's so cool.
I love that.
I just chased it. It took a couple of years, but I'm happy to be here now.
We're happy that you're here now.
Thanks.
You described that time on Emeril's show as your greatest foodie moment ever.
Yeah.
Which sort of makes me think there's another moment that's more life stuff, like you climb Mount Everest or you won a bingo tournament or something like that. Am I reading into that right?
No, I mean, I'm kind of someone that finds joy a little bit in every day.
And me too.
Yeah, like I'm...
Yeah, I'm not angry at all.
Yeah, when things...
No, not so much.
Mark.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of...
Yeah.
I smell a stinker over there.
I'm Mr.
You might
want
to go head on over to the bidet section at the Kitchen and Bath Show here. I feel a stinker coming on.
We spend time at our house. Our 9-year-old and I spend time practicing smiling. Like having him practice smiling. Because what is the guy, Sam, from the Muppets? Do you know the Blue Eagle?
Yeah, with the condor.
That's
his face. A lot of the time is, yeah.
Anyway, I was born that way.
Well, you need good cop, bad cop as adults. My mom was the bad cop growing up. My dad, we called him Mr. Rogers. So sweet, you know, said yes to everything.
Did he throw his shoe when he like put him on and stuff?
Did he have a cardigan? No. And he didn't hang out with Lady Aberley or whatever that lady's name was. No, it was very nice.
Yeah.
Now, here's one from the irony department.
Okay.
You lead a very busy life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a TV show. You're here. You travel around. You do all this different stuff. Do you actually get enough time to cook for yourself?
Heck yeah. Are you kidding me?
Oh,
it's the last thing you cooked.
Tell you what.
I'll show you right here on my phone. You can check the date stamp on it.
Yeah.
So you can check and see if I'm lying. It was a pulled pork sandwich, baby.
I bet you blogged about it, too.
I did. I put it up on Twitter because I was really thinking about actually freezing the pulled pork for a later date. And then as I was freezing it, I realized that I had some buns in the freezer that could totally defrost in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
you're
I was
totally
like,
into my next question
ding, ding,
already.
Ding. Coleslaw was in the fridge. So I was like, this sounds like a coleslaw and pork sandwich. So that's what I had.
Pause for a second. Your Twitter name is?
Twitter name is just Sunny Anderson. SunnyAnderson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Follow her.
I'm the little girl that could. My tweeting is just crazy. I don't know what anyone cares about my minutia, but I will give it. Yeah, so here's what I had. Oh, wait, let me show you the date. So that's 4/25/2011.
Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Look at that.
Yeah, baby.
Look at that. Get in there.
Yeah.
Get in there. Check it out.
I ate three. But they're sliders.
So I'm a vegetarian.
Mm-hmm. Shame on you.
What's... I'm just joking. So what is, like, the best vegetarian thing that you make?
That I make?
Yeah. Is there anything vegetarian you make?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, what's the one vegetarian thing you make?
Me. We have opposite diets.
One of the first things that I did on Cooking for Real is a recipe that I developed while I was catering for the music industry because a lot of people in the music industry and hip-hop hate pork. You know what I mean? They'll put everything else in their body, but they hate pork. And they'd always want me to do some kind of Southern food, even though I do more than just Southern. And so something that you could try is my vegetarian Southern-style collard greens.
Really?
So there's no ham hock involved, which is like...
Is it a recipe on your website?
It's on foodnetwork.com.
Okay.
It's called Southern-style vegetarian greens. And it's flavorful. You know, that's a lot of the things that people complain about when they go into vegan and even vegetarianism is they feel like... the flavor is gone. And you just have to know what to do. You know what I mean?
He does.
No,
I do. I
Mark.
Feel like if I have to eat broccoli, the flavor
He calls
gone.
It like green air.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I am not.
Okay, so there's this other recipe I have. I'm just not talking to you, Mark. So, Teresa, there's this broccoli recipe I have. I think it's called like broccoli crunch or something like that.
Okay.
Look that up. It's got like almonds, lemon zest, parmesan cheese.
Nice.
You put it in the oven, it gets all brown and caramelized, and, you know, it's really good stuff. I got a lot of good broccoli recipes if that's the go-to veg in your fam.
Oh,
it is a go-to.
Yeah, it's a total go-to.
Yeah, our 9-year-old eats broccoli. That's
so are you lacto-ovo or are you complete vegan?
Well, since being with my husband...
She's a Chooseitarian.
We were
it's okay.
Rectangular today, and
I'm really I'm a pescatarian.
Okay.
Because I used to not eat anything, meat or, you know, fish or anything, and then I met him, and all he does is basically eat meat.
Yeah.
So now I eat fish.
Well, I think vegetarianism is so honorable. It's a lot of work. I did it I was a cheesetarian. I did this master cleanse one time, and then at the end of the master cleanse, they suggest you go with a soup thing, and then after that, I kind of lost my hunger for meat. Do you know what I mean? It was really weird.
Yeah,
I lost
totally
my craving.
It. Yeah.
And so it took me a couple of months, but that's okay, because then I just started going to these places in New York that make vegetarian food that tastes like it's chicken and tastes like it's beef. So I still dipped into that, but I think that's awful. That's weird when you think about it. Like if you don't like meat, why would you go get
something that
meat
tastes
flavored?
Like
it's weird.
I don't know.
Like if you can't do alcohol, why are you getting an O'Doul's? It's so weird.
That could be the most hysterical question inside. I'm not laughing outside.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's a deep question.
Well, unless you're pregnant.
Because you want the flavor. I don't get it. It's awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting thing, but I get it because people buy it.
So back to the pulled pork sandwich for a second.
Oh, seriously?
By the way, I like cooking with O'Doul's.
I do.
Okay.
Really?
Well, no. This ties in this. Something you said on your in your blog, and my mother's obsession about spices.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh my god!
Every time we go to the grocery store, she goes in. This stuff, you know, you're only buying an ounce.
I hate
right?
it. She looks at it per pound. Yeah. How much it costs per pound?
It's like $250 a pound, but it only costs $3 to buy it.
Well, look, let me tell you something. I talk about it a lot. I don't think I can affect any kind of change. Look, I'm not Donald Trump. I can't make Obama release his birth certificate or anything. But I feel like if I talk about it enough, some company will get it. And McCormick has these little pouches now that they have, these seasoning pods, where they'll suggest you can make, I don't know, let's say spaghetti, and they'll give you the seasoning pods that will make that one recipe, so you don't have to buy the whole container. And look, I'm not advertising for them, but at least they're starting to get it. We don't want to buy 4 ounces of pumpkin spice.
Oh,
what can I do with that?
There for 100
well,
years.
And then it goes bad, doesn't it? Like,
After about a year, it just starts tasting like your pantry. It just
and
starts tasting like nothing.
Who uses all of that in one, besides you?
Well,
and other people on Food Network.
That's what I'm telling
you. Regular people like me.
Yeah.
I won't use an entire thing of, you know, basil or anything in a whole year.
What I can say is I always try to work different ways out of my pantry to get rid of those things. So, yes, I will go crazy on pumpkin spice recipes just to get rid of that canister. But there's some other things you can do. You can put rosemary into unscented hand soap at your sink, and it will perfume
rosemary.
The hand soap, you know, like dried rosemary. You can put all of your warm herbs in a pot, and of course, potpourri, or you can put them in a pouch and put them in your drawer for your
satchel,
lingerie.
Yeah.
There's things you can do, but it's
for
just
your
like,
lingerie.
Gosh,
do you have like a whole spice thing like, written down at the Food Network or anything like that?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, here's what to do with these various spices, and you can make a potpourri, or you can, you know, scent your hand soap.
No, no.
You just mentioned like five.
That's off the top of my head.
Give me a blog.
Yeah, oh, I will. I'll blog it. I'll do it. That's the thing about Twitter is like you wonder if the stuff that's in your head is worthy of sharing.
Yes.
So you think that's interesting? Okay, I'll blog about it. But those are the things I do at home, like when I'm trying to get rid of stuff.
Yeah.
But no, at Food Network, there's trained professionals, there are chefs and cooks, et cetera. And really the way it works is I just build up my recipes and my shows and I submit them before we tape.
We're building up to like 1 second to a break. So we're taking it.
Yes.
Connie Anderson,
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, guys.
With more Money Picks It Up Live.
I'm going to put some money in your pig.
What a perfect night. Dine with the stars. Hit the lawn on the park. Looking sharp. Walking with your blue dress on.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci Roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci Slate and Shake Tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their homes. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's CodifyDesign.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
Wasn't supposed to be
back inside my Fix It Up Life. And here we are inside the Dan's Faucets booth, the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show.
We are.
Having a great time.
We are. And this booth is just packed right now.
You know, you and I are in lockstep because you're finishing my thoughts.
Because, you know, we're married and we love each other.
Let's try to keep that to a dull roar because it makes at least half our audience squeamishly uncomfortable.
It doesn't make me uncomfortable, but I can see how it could make other people uncomfortable.
Makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay. That makes sense. But it is. It's very busy here.
Yeah, and to swing it back around full circle, it's a mob scene. It's great.
It is
great. There's tons of things.
It's a mob scene of people wearing nice outfits.
Flash mob.
Yes. It's kind of a slow-moving mob being respectful.
And the slowest moving right now is our guest who's sitting across from
us. What? Slow-moving?
She's sitting
still.
I mean, she looks like she could run a marathon without really thinking about
she
it.
She does look like she's in fantastic shape.
Oh, yeah, she's
not.
She's nodding like,
it,
yeah,
it's Kit Seltzer from Better Homes and Gardens, and I'm excited to meet you.
Well, thank you.
And we're so excited to have you here, and I want to know, because we haven't had a chance to walk around too much, and I want to know what you have seen here at the Kitchen and Bath Show that has just knocked your socks off.
Well, there's some great things going on here at the Kitchen and Bath Show.
Okay.
And it's pretty exciting that there's so much interest in new products for kitchens and baths. Obviously, the economy has been rough the last couple of years, but we're finding people are still really working on their on those rooms in particular. You know, that is still the most important spot of the house, and people want to upgrade where they can. So I think the thing that has been really interesting in this show is to see so many manufacturers really try to introduce products that are at the right price point. They're introducing features and items from their higher end line at more of a starter price.
Really?
For example, Decor, the appliance company, mm-hmm. has a whole new line of appliances that have that commercial grade performance
right.
that so many homeowners want. They want to feel like they're really cooking on a restaurant type of range and have the fancy oven and all the special features. So they've come out with a new line that I think will really appeal to a lot of people. They can have that all that function and the look, but it's at a more of a...
So those big, beefy burners,
mm-hmm.
grates, and dual
That's
fuel.
Right. Exactly.
That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I like that.
For our listeners, because I already know. Just saying.
Seriously?
What is dual fuel?
Well, dual fuel is the ability to cook with gas or electric.
Right. See?
Yeah? Are you trying to stump her?
No. No. That's uh-huh. the last thing I'm trying to
yeah,
do.
Yeah.
Okay, so Decor appliances,
mm-hmm.
very good.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you run into?
Well, for example, Wellborn Cabinetry has a beautiful line of good, better, best type of
they
product.
They make some knockout stuff.
They do. And they have done the same thing. They're bringing some of those great finishes and door styles into more of their starter line. I think that's a wonderful idea. The other thing they're introducing this show is it's a bath vanity program. So you have lots of choices. You have finish choices, wood species choices, legs, feet, all of that. You choose it for your vanity, but then it comes all made, pre-assembled. It's out of the box.
Wow.
And so it's a nice way to get a custom look without having a custom product or a custom price.
Okay. That's
nice.
Very cool.
Nice.
That is very cool.
Now, from the magazine side of things, are you hearing from your readers what projects they're doing, what they're more focused on, what questions they have?
They have lots of questions. You know, they want to do it right.
Yeah.
No, nobody does their kitchen frequently. They, you know, once they decide it's time to upgrade.
We do.
We don't.
No.
Yeah, it's a huge undertaking because it totally disrupts your entire family life when you redo a kitchen, and you don't want to have to go back and do it very often.
It's hard.
You know,
it's
I mean,
hard.
If you redo a bathroom, most people have a powder room or something else in their house too,
mm-hmm.
but a kitchen, I mean, that is just huge.
It's ginormous, as they say.
So what are people who write in, what are they interested in knowing about?
A lot of it is, how do I know what countertops go with which cabinetry? Or
really?
How do I make the flooring look good with the countertops? countertops. It's a lot of that design insecurity. You know, again, how do I do it right so I don't regret it later?
Sure.
Wow.
Sure. It was like we were talking about before, and we're contractors. When we go to meet someone, we start from the finishes and look backwards because that's what they see. They don't care about if it's 2x10s or I-joists or any of that stuff.
Most people don't really.
They want to turn on the faucet
and
water
to
come out.
But it's hard to visualize for a lot of people what it's going to look like in their home when they go and they, you know, I think that's why a lot of beige colors sort of win in a lot of the different segments, because it's hard to be risky and go with orange or something else too.
It is hard.
And a lot of companies now have ways that you can visualize with different apps and things on their website and everything. And you guys have a digital edition too for iPad?
We do. We do. We've just started that. We've had our second issue come out now, and it is a version of the print magazine
right. That's
available on the iPad, plus bonus content.
Bonus content.
So that's let us get a little deeper into some of these stories, which has been really fun.
Now, is that more photos? Is it more editorial?
It's all of that. It's
okay.
We have some designer interviews on video, some homeowner comments on video. We're doing more with animation, so we have some floor plans where you see the kitchen before, and then the walls all move on the drawing, and it becomes the after. And then we are showing a lot more product. That this is our chance. We're limited space in the magazine, but we have a great chance to show many more options for different products. So, for example, we have a kitchen story that has glass backsplash tile in the magazine. We carry that story over to the iPad, and then we have another dozen options for glass tile for a backsplash.
That is amazing.
That is super cool. Now, getting back to the interface with the readers, are you getting anecdotally a sense of what I hear all the time? People aren't moving. They're staying put and fixing what they've got.
We're definitely hearing that. That is what people are doing. And they're fixing what they can. It may be in stages, and they have a kind of a long-term goal there, but definitely still working on the kitchen, working on the bath, and as I say, replacing what they can. So it may be a countertop this year, and then next year they'll start working on appliances.
Okay.
And I realize we're here in the Dan's booth, who's been kind enough to host us, and we're at the Kitchen and Bath show, but what about other projects from your readers? Is it, I'm making this up, you know, landscaping, a deck, these kinds of things? Is there a trend in those outside of kitchen and bath?
Absolutely. And you've hit it exactly. We're seeing it in outdoor entertaining. People are moving outside. It's a way to expand their living space, basically.
Right.
And they're, frankly, looking at outdoor kitchens. You know, it's
outdoor
again,
kitchens blow me away. I know they've been around for a long time, and we've, you know, friends of ours have the outdoor kitchen, and every time I see it, it blows me away, because when I was a kid, did anybody have an outdoor kitchen?
Nope. You had maybe a portable grill.
Maybe Madonna or someone had that. You know, someone really, like Sting, would have an outdoor kitchen.
Sting?
Sting.
Where did Sting come from? I've never even heard you use the word Sting.
But do you know what I mean?
You get stung by a bee, you don't even say Sting.
So anyway,
Sting albums. There's no Sting on her playlist. Sting? Do I know you?
Anyway, so it just boggles my mind that people, that regular people like us would have an outdoor kitchen and be thinking about having a refrigerator outside, and the outdoor furniture. It's insane. You know, when I was a kid, we had like those.
We had outside.
We had like.
When I was a kid, we had the door.
Folding chairs that you would fold, or like a picnic table or something like that. Mm-hmm. The outside is just. It's amazing.
It is.
Or those crisscross chaise lounges you would sit in, and you'd get up, and they would be imprinted on your body.
Yeah, those plastic.
Those aluminum.
Yeah, luckily we've upgraded from that now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's great.
But they are introducing the first outdoor dishwasher at this show at Kalamazoo Gourmet Kitchens, and it is a dishwasher that is intended to be outside, so you can leave your dirty dishes out there.
Would it make anybody upset if I left now to
go look at that? Well, I've
seen that
there are TVs for outside too, which blows me away. Mm-hmm. A dishwasher for outside.
They've got storage cabinets that you can leave your linens out there, leave your dishes out there. So
leave
it gives
your linens out there.
Mm-hmm. I might live outside.
We're living not in that style. We're not.
No, no. That's
living
not
in the,
our style.
In the Better Homes and Gardens, like, you know, you would not come to our home for a photo shoot for any of that stuff.
Well, and let me say, it can be as simple as a grill and maybe a cart for your accessories or to serve a, you know, kind of a bar serving area.
That's
but
a really good
so
idea.
So it doesn't have to be that full blown, but that just does show you the range that's out there now.
Oh, that
totally.
Is amazing.
You know, people hard pipe gas out there, natural gas,
yes.
liquid propane, the whole thing.
The outdoor room.
So even if you have to make this up, just give me the answer that I want. What's the outdoor kitchen like at Better Homes and Gardens offices?
Well, we do grill outside.
Oh, awesome.
We have wonderful indoor test kitchens, but sometimes they step outside to test the grilling recipes to make sure everything works that way too.
Oh, that is fantastic! And on Twitter, are you guys BHG? Is that right? BHG.
Mm-hmm.
So follow them on Twitter to find out all of the cool stuff that's happening at the magazine. And we're going to have to take a break, Mark.
We are. We are sorry that we have to go, but we do. And we'll be back with more from the Dan's booth at the Kitchen and Bath Show. More of my Fix It Up Live.
Like this. Wasn't supposed to be content.
My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today. Thinking of building a deck but not sure what product to use? Make the smart choice. Choose real wood. Pressure-treated wood is the number one decking material and has been for decades. It's easy to find, easy to use, affordable, and beautiful. The authentic look of wood means your deck blends into your backyard. Real wood is the perfect complement to nature, and it's simple to maintain. Whether you're starting from scratch with a brand new deck or your existing deck needs resurfacing, choose real wood. For more information, visit realoutdoorliving.com and follow us under Wood on Facebook.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores. Stores nationwide.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with Therma-True fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting Therma-True.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. Might be an idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight.
And you're I'd back like inside my Fix It Up Life with the lyrics of the inimitable Tim Williams.
Yes, the My Fix It Up Life song.
He is great. That
song is
terrific.
You should go to iTunes right now and purchase that song for 99 cents to support Tim Williams and the Delicate Few because they are awesome.
That's right.
And he's cute, too.
Tim is talented.
For the ladies, check him out, timwilliams.com.
Ladies.
Seriously, he is cute.
Who's that comedian?
I don't know, darling.
Oh, that guy was great.
But so, we are inside a booth that I just want to mention the website again because, you know, art that's designed to be used is just wonderful. Like, it's just so wonderful.
It is. In fact, this art that's designed to be used...
He's touching some of the products.
...is actually reaching out. Hi, Teresa. Hi, Teresa. How are you?
Hi, Mr. Fawcett.
It's a pot filler.
I think you've watched too many children programming lately.
No, actually, I think it's been slowly coming down. Hi there. How are you?
Are you feeling well?
When have I ever felt well?
You know, we have a 2.5-year-old and a 9.5-year-old, and so we end up watching a lot of children's programming. So that is kind of normal at our house to have a little joke like that.
Yes, it is.
It is. So.
But what's also normal is to be joined by an electrifying guest.
Oh, yeah.
Which we are joined by right now, which is Dan's Rob Larson, who's the Director of Business Development. For Dan's Fawcett, welcome to my Fix It Up Live.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for having us.
It's great. I need a title like yours. I'm going to give myself a title. Not right now. I'm going to have to give it some thought.
Yeah, I don't know what the title is going to be that he wants it to be, but I don't think it'll be approved by management.
Maybe it'll be management.
That's why you don't want to work with your wife. Yeah, exactly.
Other reasons for that.
Well, I'm pretty excited, too, because I read that you guys at Dan's were doing water efficiencies before WaterSense came out with the EPA.
Yeah, exactly.
Before.
We started with WaterSense, helping develop the standards, so we had kind of a head start on it.
So you helped develop the standards,
mm-hmm.
and that's epa.gov/WaterSense if you want to find out more information about that program. And you look for the little, it's like a water droplet on a label of bath and shower.
Yeah, so it's going to be on the box.
Yeah, it'll be on the box.
On the packaging.
Yes, and that means that it's a good product to buy. It'll save you money.
Could you actually sort of specify a little bit what WaterSense means relative to a product that isn't EPA certified for WaterSense?
Sure. Well, for a shower head, for instance, it's not just about conserving water and flow rate, but they wanted to make sure that the shower head performed well. We don't want a consumer to get a product that works very well in terms of flow rate, in terms of conservation. We want a shower head that does both, conserve water and perform very well.
Now,
and that's what's standard. Well, the engineering inside, really the shower head has to have good flow, good velocity, intensity, because women, for instance, love to have their long hair. They like the soap to get out of their hair. They don't like a weak shower. They like a strong shower.
No.
They also look at coverage, how wide it is, and then distribution within the shower. So there's really four different elements that make up WaterSense for a shower head, and what you end up with is a shower head that not only performs great, but also saves water and energy.
Okay. So shower options here. How many, like, what WaterSense could I look at? Because we're doing one or two bathroom renovations at our house this coming year.
Okay. Okay, well.
What would you recommend?
Well, your standard shower head, first of all, is about 2.5 gallons per minute, and it works very good. But a WaterSense shower head flows at about 2 gallons per minute, and it's available in any different type of format. You could have it in a single function shower head. You can have multifunction with massage or with aeration. So depending on your application of what you really want, we really have it all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And finishes too?
Chrome, brushed nickel, oil rub bronze, polished nickel. We can go on.
Really?
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Cutting edge, being involved in developing the WaterSense program and having all of the style that we girls love.
Yes.
Where can you buy these products?
Any of our distributors. We have thousands of distributors out there. You can buy it online with our e-commerce partners. So it's really wherever you can find Dan's products, you can find these products as well.
Can you buy them at dans.com?
You can visit them and see them and select them, but we have partners that we do business with. That's where you...
Okay. So if I go there, then it will redirect me.
Absolutely.
It will point me in the right direction where they can collect my money.
It's not difficult to find us.
Okay. Very good.
No, because we'll be there.
We will be
We're
there.
Here now.
We are here now.
Now, is there any way, with a shower head, for example, and I'm looking over here at the Sirius, I'm looking at the Amalfi Reef, those are sort of the rain shower styles.
You love the rain shower styles.
I do love the rain shower styles. Are those... in the EPA water sense outside, because they move a lot of water.
Sure.
What's the breakdown
so
there?
So there is a challenge when you start getting into larger shower heads, because water sense, again, has to do with flow rate.
The conservation.
Conservation, but also performance.
Yeah.
And the larger shower head normally consumes, it requires a lot of water for it to work well. So there are some limitations with water sense, but realize that the larger rain shower heads, they're still able to be sold in the United States. It meets the EPA mandated, federally mandated guidelines.
Right.
Water sense is a voluntary guideline.
Right.
So certain municipalities are going to tell you this is what we want, but from a federal standpoint, the larger heads, the 2.5 gallon larger heads, no problem. It just depends. It's really a choice, and that's what it's come down to.
Right, okay. Right. And it is the numeric breakdown, gallons per minute, basically 2.0 to 2.5.
2.5 is the maximum amount of shower it can flow.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then from a water sense standpoint, you have 2 gallons per minute,
right.
1.75 gallons per minute. And then Dan's has chosen to also develop a 1.5, what we call a conservation shower head.
Really?
And there are some municipalities that require that type of flow rate.
Well, I mean, I've done research on this in the past, and the last time I did it, so this isn't current, but like 35 states have massive water problems.
In fact,
where we live, a rain shower wouldn't be an environmental nightmare. It's rained so much.
We live outside of Philly.
Yeah, we've got tons and tons of groundwater. But
so much
Arizona,
so that a lot of basements around us flood.
Look, actually need to pump out our basement into our shower.
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah, I mean, with these other places, there are actually legal mandates that you can't have.
Absolutely.
And does that mean not for sale in those states?
Well, what it means is that if your house is inspected, if you're doing a new construction or a remodel that requires a house inspection, that inspector cannot approve that house or that job unless those products meet. Yes. So, and it's really an evolving code. It's as you mentioned, there's water conservation requirements that are inevitable in our country. There's no doubt about that. And I think over time you're going to see a movement towards water efficiency and water conservation. And for instance, some areas, the cost of water also requires you to make some choices. For where I live, it's the cost of a gallon of water, 1,000 gallons is $8 per 1,000 gallons, in and out cost. Some areas, it's 32 gallons or $32. So there is, you can see it on your water bill.
You'll
make some change.
That.
Absolutely.
You will notice that.
A lower water bill. If your cost of your water,
everybody loves that.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. You know, there's a hard time to agree with everybody else on, you know, global warming or blah 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 or save the environment, recycle water.
Everybody
saving
likes
money.
Saving cash.
Everybody likes saving money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
And it's really, if you have a good shower, a well-engineered shower, you can save money and also be a good steward for the planet. So that's how we look at it.
And of course, the megalomaniac in me says, and look good doing it. Maybe we should just leave it there.
I think we should. And you need to go to dans.com and follow them on Twitter at Dan's Faucets. And follow us into break, because we're going to be taking that
next on My Fix It Up Life.
An idle conversation piece. It might be another wasted memory tonight. I'd like to wait and see.
Thinking about building a deck? Before you build, take time to dream a little.
And check out Destination Deck Series at realoutdoorliving.com for deck plans designed for every style of home.
Unique and customizable, click right through for a custom deck plan that fits your family and your home.
Your decking material of choice, real natural wood. It's durable, beautiful, safe, and the best choice for the environment.
Spend your days outdoors enjoying fun, food, and family. And your beautiful new real wood deck.
realoutdoorliving.com.
Wood. It's real.
And you are back inside My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. And I'm Teresa.
I'm Mark.
And you are at the end of My Fix It Up Life show. But don't forget to go to myfixituplife.com. Check out what we're giving away. Click on free stuff.
Check out our videos.
On YouTube and on Ustream. And send us an email at info@myfixituplife.com with your home improvement questions.
And your home improvement triumphs. We want to know what you're doing. whether you're having trouble with it or you're just knocking it out of the park.
Oh, yeah. If you figured something out, if you have a tip or a trick that can help us and help everyone else save some time and some headaches in their home improvement projects, please share them with us. You can share them in an email at info@myfixituplife.com.
You can share them on Facebook.
Or send us a message on Twitter, too, and it's myfixituplife there as well.
That's right. You can like us on Twitter.
You can follow us on Twitter, and you like us on Facebook.
And you can love us on the radio.
You can every Saturday at 10 a.m.
East Coast
time, baby.
East Coast.
Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.
Yes, you are making us a top pick in the home improvement category.
Yeah, right
and
now.
And we love you for it.
Right now, we're top five in home improvement on iTunes. So thank you guys very much. And you know what you should do?
Join us next week
for another edition of My Fix It Up Life.
You might be just a pretty face looking back at me. You might be an idle conversation piece. You might be another wasted memory, but I'd like to wait and see. It might be first aid on a city street. It might be a kiss that brings me to my knees. It might be initials carved into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just